Have you ever had that feeling of being stuck in the darkness, where you can't feel yourself move yet, you try and try, but nothing happens? You try with every muscle in your body to move, but nothing. Nothing. For many days, I ponder over these pains I feel, this silence, so many words, yet no speech. Remembering what was said in the Quran, Zakariya said, "My Lord, make for me a sign." He said, "Your sign is that you will not speak to the people for 3 nights." So he came out to his people from the prayer chamber and signaled to them to exalt Allah in the morning and the afternoon. This is our true purpose in life, to worship Allah alone and remain patient in these testing times. O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. So my silence had purpose, because I remembered Allah. Anything that you're going through, remember Allah, and you'll find ease. Your thoughts will know its creator. Your pain subsides. Your heart knows its true home, with the one that created every particle of your existence. Allah loves you. Allah knows what you feel and what you're going through right now. This very second, get close to Him. Sit in the darkness if you have to. No distractions. Sit and talk to Allah, and He will listen, without a doubt. He is Allah. And to Allah belong the best names, so invoke Him by them. He is As-Salam, the giver of peace, providing for each of us regardless of who we are. He is Al-Razzaq. And when we call out to Him in the silence and darkness, He hears us, because He is As-Sami, the all-hearing. Looking back at these few days where I wasn't able to speak, even though I run a podcast, and reminded myself that Allah has full control over me. And I'm glad He does, because I don't know where I would be without Him. I need Allah. He doesn't need me. He is free of all needs. Exalted is He when He decrees an affair. He only says to it, "Be," and it is. So even when you are silent, let your silence be filled with His remembrance.